someone's unselfish, their labor is prompted by love. That's what Paul sees with the Thessalonians. There's a healthy culture there, serving one another, and their motive is love. Think about all the labor that you're doing during the week, how much of it comes from a pure motive of love. And when it does come from love, it is so sweet, that kind of serving one another. That's what we see with the Thessalonians, and really, based on that love, there's a shift from me to we. That's what love does. It shifts our focus from me to we. Sometimes our me is hindering our we. And yes, it's good to love yourself, be aware of yourself, and so forth. But we can get so wrapped up in ourselves, we're not really thinking about the we and the greater good. When people go to church, a lot of times they're thinking about me, not we, or in your family. The we is so important. So identify today, what are the areas of your life where the me is hindering the we? And how can you shift your motive so that your labor truly comes from love? That is so healthy, and that's part of being unselfish. So let's jump from me to we together in the different settings during the day in our lives.